Hi. This week the question is, why does doctrine matter? Or to put it another way, if a preacher teaches false doctrine and you believe it, who's going to suffer? Doctrine means teaching. It's what the Bible teaches that men ought to believe. False doctrine is a teaching that is not true. It's something that men ought not to believe. Many people feel that false doctrine is no real threat. They feel it doesn't really matter what you believe, just so long as you live your life right. Well, the problem is that what you believe affects how you live your life. Let me give you an example to illustrate. It is a true fact, a true doctrine, when a doctor says that smoking causes lung cancer and heart disease. It is a false doctrine when someone teaches that no harm will come from smoking. Now, if a young man truly believes the doctrine of the medical doctor, then he will likely not take up the habit of smoking. On the other hand, if a young woman believes the false doctrine that smoking causes no harm, she's very likely to take up the habit and eventually ruin her health. Think carefully about these four facts. Number one, a young woman can be taught the false doctrine that smoking will not harm her. Number two, she can sincerely believe what she's been taught. Number three, her sincere belief in this false doctrine is likely to affect her behavior. Number four, her sincere belief will not prevent her from suffering later in life from lung cancer and heart disease. Likewise, anyone can be taught false doctrine in religion. They can sincerely believe what they are taught, and it will affect their behavior. But their sincere belief will not prevent them from suffering certain consequences. In religion, there's a popular idea that if a preacher preaches a false doctrine, then he's the only one that will answer for the crime. I've talked to many people that say things like this, "Well, I have to ask my preacher what we believe about that." In other words, whatever their preacher says, they will believe and do. But we have a personal responsibility to verify and test what a preacher says. If a preacher preaches false doctrine, he will answer to God for teaching something false. But we will also suffer for believing it. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 15, verse 14. Jesus said, quote, "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." End quote. Listen to this. A blind leader will fall into the ditch. He will suffer harm for teaching false doctrine. However, the blind follower, the person who blindly follows along without verifying what he's been taught, he will also fall into the ditch, Jesus said. He will suffer the same harm as the false teacher. Keep this concept in mind. The person following and believing the false teacher will suffer the same fate and the same punishment as the false teacher himself. Now, question, what sort of punishment awaits the false teacher? In 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, quote, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed." End quote. According to this, swift destruction awaits the false teacher and anyone that believes and follows their teachings. A preacher is necessary for people to hear the gospel, according to Romans 10, verse 14. But remember that a preacher is still just a human. He can be mistaken, and it is your personal responsibility to verify that what your preacher is teaching is the truth. If your preacher is teaching false doctrine, he will suffer swift destruction on Judgment Day, according to the Bible. But if you believe his false doctrine, you too will suffer the same fate. The Bible gives other warnings about false doctrine. In Matthew 15, verse 9, Jesus said, quote, "In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men," end quote. Here we learn that false doctrine can make worship vain or worthless. Many people go to worship services every week and do not realize they're wasting their time and losing their souls, because what is being taught and practiced are the doctrines and commandments of men. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, we learn that some false teachers would be able to perform miracles that would convince gullible people that they were true messengers from God. The scriptures, then, are warning us that a miracle is not proof of its source. We're exhorted to test and verify what the preacher is saying and hold to the truth, no matter how many miracles a preacher may be performing. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, quote, "Test all things, hold fast what is good," end quote. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, quote, "Hold fast the pattern of sound words," end quote. 1 John 4, verse 1, quote, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world," end quote. The only safe course of action, then, is to listen carefully to what's being taught by the preacher and verify what he says with the written word of God. If the preacher is teaching something different than the written word, he is a false teacher, and anyone following him will receive the same fate he receives. So number one, ask your preacher why he doesn't teach baptism for the remission of sins like Acts 2:38 teaches. Number two, ask your preacher why he allows women to speak in the services of the church when the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35 that women must remain silent in the assemblies of the church. Number three, ask your preacher why he wears a religious title like Reverend or Father or Pastor when Jesus strictly forbids the wearing of such religious titles in Matthew 23, verses 5 through 10. Number four, ask your preacher why he teaches that the church is unnecessary for salvation when the Bible says in Acts 20, verse 28, that Jesus shed his blood for his church. Number five, ask your preacher why he teaches that men cannot fall from grace and be lost again when 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 and 21 clearly teaches they can. Number six, ask your preacher why he teaches that the communion should not be eaten every first day of the week when Acts chapter 20 and verse 7 in the Bible clearly teaches that it should be. These are just some of the areas of concern that you should think about. There are others. Be very careful and check twice and make sure that you are not being taught a false doctrine, because if your preacher teaches a false doctrine and you believe it, both of you will suffer the consequences. In Matthew 24, verse 24, Jesus said, quote, "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect," end quote. Now take this passage to heart. Jesus said false prophets can deceive the very elect. Don't think that it can't happen to you. Don't think that your preacher is incapable of teaching false doctrine. And don't elevate what your preacher says above what the written word of God says. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.